Money in markets, the US dollar has popped back over that critical 92 line. So, as yet, I would say that we don't have a break of the 92 line. That's very instructive. Following as it does on the Fed meeting, the Fed says it's going to sell $10 billion a month from its $4.5 trillion portfolio. That means it would take 13 years to unwind it. That's quite a long time. It's not clear to me whether they're going to sell it or just let them mature. And frankly, because I think there's so much fraudulent paper in that $4.5 trillion, I'm really wondering if this is not just a way of skimming off the dividends that normally the Fed owes. So by writing that stuff down, you're writing down the net profits available to turn back over to the Treasury. So, you know, I have never dug in, but I would love if anybody feels like digging in and seeing if they're really skimming those dividends out back door. It'd be a very interesting thing to take a look at. The Federal Reserve indicated it's going to remain on track to raise short-term rates later this year, which means probably not October, but likely December. Their annual inflation gauge, they say, is now 1.4%. Because they're excluding food and energy, they're too volatile. Anything goes up is excluded from the gauge. I would say this. I think there's some very deflationary forces. They attributed part of the lower performance to weather and hurricanes. And you wonder if there's a chicken and egg problem there. Fixed income, the TLT long treasuries back down a little bit. It's now at 7.5. The intermediate at 3.25, 3.125. The aggregate bond at 3.21, and the junk bond still holding very strong at 5.84% for the year to date. Equities, the S&P now up 13.16%. Home builders have backed down a little bit. They're up 14%, so it's coming into alignment with the S&P. The European ETF at 24% for the year, Germany almost at 23.7%, and the developed markets at 20%. So again, international significantly outperforming the S&P. And China, the large caps at 30%, small caps up 35.62%, and the emerging markets at 30.97%. So now Chinese small caps have surpassed the emerging markets. Commodities up down 4.74%, the commodities index. Gold and silver have backed up a little bit with the dollar being stronger. Gold now up 11.92% for the year. Silver up 6.09%. Oil still in the doghouse, down 16.43%. Weather warfare continues. Puerto Rico has gotten hit very, very badly. If you look at what they were struggling with in terms of essentially bankruptcy and other problems, it wouldn't surprise me if you're really seeing a very important event in terms of negotiating on behalf of the creditors with Puerto Rico and some of the other islands. The patterns will emerge that will tell us a lot more over time, so we're just going to have to wait and see. We'll know a lot more about what happened according to how it sort of the cui bono evolves over time. The drama in Korea continues. North Korea is not in the Bank of International Settlements group. It doesn't have a central bank. A lot of their transactions are done through China. We've now succeeded in basically forcing China to shut them off. There's a new round of sanctions, and Trump gave a very aggressive speech at the United Nations, basically saying North Korea was going to be denuclearized one way or another. And this is very serious because Mnuchin even threatened, you know, when they were negotiating with the Chinese banks to cut them off from SWIFT. So this is very, a very serious negotiation. You feel when you're watching the North Korean leader and Trump, they're now calling him Rocket Man, but you basically feel like you're watching two alpha gorillas, you know, beating their chests. But it's hard to tell what can happen. Don't underestimate the power of the sanctions and invisible warfare. If you can cut North Korea off from, you know, significant trade with China and other trading partners, North Korea could be in a whole lot of trouble. Now, they've lived through that kind of relationship with the U.S. before, so they've been through serious economic hardship as a result of sort of pressure from the United States before. This is not the first. It turns out that Dr. Skidmore found another $1 trillion, he and his team found another $1 trillion at DOD of undocumentable adjustments. So we're now up to $19 trillion. But in the meantime, the U.S. Senate voted 89-8 to pass a $700 billion defense policy bill for 2018 that would exceed Trump's budget request. So I remember Trump's budget request was $59 billion. And break statutory caps on defense spending. You can thank Senator McCain for this. The Senate on Monday passed a version of the National Defense Authorization Act that exceeds budget caps by $91 billion. It garnered support from all but four Democrats and all but three Republicans who voted. Anyway, it puts tremendous more pressure on the Congress for the Budget Control Act, because now, unless they make other adjustments, you're going to face an across-the-board cut or sequestrations. So the bill surpasses the president's $603 billion defense budget requests, and this is a tremendous increase. And what is remarkable is to see the sort of combined support for it. It's almost as though the U.S. economy can't do anything but war. We can't envision another way to keep the stock market up, but through forcing global war. There was one controversial amendment that got voted down, and that's the Senate tabled a measure from Senator Rand Paul to sunset the war authorization. Cynthia McKinney and I talked a lot about that in our discussions, the fact that after 9/11, the Senate and the Congress basically turned over an unlimited war authorization to the president, and so the executive branch doesn't have to get congressional support to go to war, which is, we believe, in complete violation of Article 1 of the Constitution. There's a great piece that Gary Heckman wrote. Gary has written several articles for us before. He's a retired town manager, and he wrote a great one called Going Local. It's up on the blog, and I hope you access it. It's very inspiring. Also a book review, Adults in the Room, by the Greek finance minister. This is one of the best books. This is really my recommendation for the best nonfiction book of the year. That's my expectation. The year's not over yet. In his naivete, he really believed that what the ECB would want is a plan for the Greek economy to work so that the banks could get their debt paid back. And what he discovered is no. What they want to do is they want to wreck the place so they can pick it up cheap and run it through their balance sheet. It's war by other means. It's very interesting. And part of the fight comes back down to who controls your contractors, who controls your payment systems, whether it's you, the contractors, the corporations who are doing them, or the backdoor viruses, you know, that they've put in your system and their threat to hack you or cut you off from the SWIFT. So a lot of the payment systems are being used in this game of warfare. Anyway, it's a wonderful book to help you understand what was really going on with all the different negotiations in Europe between the Southern European countries and the Northern European countries. We're seeing a lot more stories about pensions. We told you that would happen. I had a great interview with Don Cox before the election. He said this would be the number one issue after the election. He was dead right. And then in the January annual wrap-up, I talked a lot about it and what it meant to changing us from a slow burn to a much more unpredictable situation. The reality is, if you take all the assets out of if you take all the assets out of the government and the global 2.0 economy, but you leave the liabilities back there, then of course, you know, if you want to steal more, the way to do it is to abrogate the liabilities. And that's part of what we're talking about when it comes to pension funds, because it's something of great interest to most people. I'm planning on doing the annual wrap up next January on pensions and the state of the pension fund system. So a much more in-depth look then.